Who's it? Who's the host tonight?
You are, Bill.
I am. Yeah. I'm taking Jack's place.
Well, Rocker's always here, so somebody's taking Jack's place.
Hey, you're a big guy.
Welcome, everybody, to tonight's show. Jack is out. I don't know where he's at. He's in California or someplace. Oregon? Louisiana?
Well,
somewhere?
No, he's sitting at home with a shotgun guarding his house, so don't break in.
Oh, no, actually, Jack keeps more money in his house, more cash in his house. What? Which is stupid because he leaves the key above the back door. You wouldn't think a guy would do that.
You also wouldn't think his brother would tell everybody.
No, but it's the only key up there. But anyways, Rocker, what do you know? It's been a long time. How long has it been since we did something like this?
You know how many people have been clamoring for this moment?
It's unbelievable.
Quite a few.
At least one or two.
Yeah. Quite a few, actually.
How many?
Apparently, at least Jody, she's been clamoring for
it. I missed the breakfasts. Neil fed us a lot of food there, buddy.
Yes, he did.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Mike and Stacy.
A lot of good times.
Yep.
A lot of good time. Now you're back on. You're helping Jack. That's tremendous.
Yep. I enjoy it.
Absolutely. And you did a good job. I listened to one show.
Seems about right.
Well, I just...
There has only been two, I guess. So I guess that's...
Yeah,
okay.
That ain't too bad. I was... But it's good. Huh? You got your top 10, and you got to shoot the whatever call a little bit, and then he goes into whatever kind of interviews he does, and he's good at that. That's his forte.
Yep. So which one did you hear? The St. Joe Festival in last week, or Mr. Brown, our super...
No, the one I listened to, Jack was making fun of you about... you said something stupid.
Me?
No.
Oh.
Rocker.
Oh, Rocker.
I can't remember what you guys were talking about. Did he ever get on? He got on you about something.
Don't remember that.
That's very rare.
Hmm? Well, it's like I never got on you either.
Oh, God. And the show starts.
Anyway, so we are... it's kind of neat to be sitting here again. That's damn, we had a lot of fun. A lot of old crap got tossed around when we did this.
We did a lot of stupid stuff.
Well, let's do the same thing tonight, but I think we need to take a break probably. Is that right, Neil?
Yep.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back. And we got lost in the rock. What's some of the things you got to talk about tonight?
We got a lot of news. We got the hurricane, of course. We got the boat explosion, apparently. And a few other things. Back after these messages.
Sounds good.
Wayne Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through this Thursday with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter-pound hamburger patties, 4 to a package, for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound, or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these special prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through this Thursday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the games coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Minster to take on the Lady Wildcats in a big MAC matchup and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of that match. On Friday, our football team will go to Germantown to take on the Valley View Spartans. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will bring you all of that action live. Another big week of sports coming up. Do all you can to get to these games to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
And we're back.
We are back. Home of the Indians. Big game this week. Valley View.
Yep.
They're always tough, but somebody said this year they're really tough.
They were good last year.
Yeah.
They have the same quarterback they had who was pretty good.
Yeah.
Really good, I would say. And I believe maybe receiver, running back.
I'm sure Bubba and Phil get into that on their show, but I see they got a good show tonight. I think the golf coaches, and of course, they're going to talk football and volleyball and all kinds of sports. I think I seen just now on Facebook where Bubba posted something about having the golf coaches.
Oh, okay.
Anytime you got a chance to listen to Joe Bruins talk, you got to tune in.
Yeah, usually he'll text me so I know to get more food or something. But
yeah, you might want to check that one out. I think that's going on. Rocker, what the hell's going on tonight?
We got the perfect segue. Yeah. We got the Portland Rockets 12th annual golf outing September 22nd at the Portland Golf Club. 240 per four-person team, including green fees and golf cart rental. Meal and fellowship following at the Grease Pickle.
That's awesome. You know, the Rockets, people don't realize how good a caliber of baseball you can watch during the summer between the Rockets and the Mariners over at Salina.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of good baseball around here.
Yeah.
Rockets have been good for years over there, you know, and the Mariners, of course, have been in the last whatever it is.
Yep. Rockets just celebrated their 60th year.
I've seen that. They got a sign over there. Don't they have something?
Got a big mural on the side of Ritz Theater.
That's cool. Pudman should be pretty proud of that.
Yep, he is. And I've talked to several of the old Rockets, and they are really proud, and they should be.
Been some damn good players come through that system.
Yes. Yep.
All right, Rock, what we got tonight? What's going on?
Well, we got that nasty hurricane down the south.
It's terrible.
The way it sounds, it's heading towards the South Carolina coastlines.
Did you see the pictures of what it did to the Bahamas? We went on a cruise last February to the Bahamas. Grand Bahamas was one of the stops, you know, and that was one of the places that was hit the hardest. But the aerial photos is unbelievable. It's like, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. If it ain't underwater, it's in a pile.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
And it sat over top of there going like 2 miles an hour.
Yep.
And for, I think they said 30-something
hours
with 150-mile-an-hour winds.
How could anything?
I'm thinking, my house is made out of brick, and it's 3 bricks thick, and that's pretty sturdy. Now, the roof might not make it, but I'm thinking my house could handle 150-mile-an-hour winds, but probably not for a day and a half.
Just absolutely crazy. There's something about that life, it's so nice and gorgeous and pretty and fun, but when something like that comes along, it's farthest freaking place you'd want to be.
Every place has its own weather problems.
Yep. Except us. We ain't got no weather problems here.
Tornado.
Blizzard.
Blizzards.
Tornadoes, blizzards. That ain't too bad.
By the way, Bubba just tested me.
What'd he say? He tested you.
I can't really say it on the air because it's awful, but let's just put it this way. Randy Miller, if you're listening, you and the boys can come over to the Wade Street in Ohio and do a little number on Bubba.
I'm sure whatever it was in jest, but yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Also, what'd you think of that boat explosion?
That's crazy. At first I heard about, I think, didn't all the crew members make it and everyone else died?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, now those guys, those crew members, that's just terrible. But the way it sounds, those guys were stationed up top where they could get away.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like that. They said when they got onto harbor, they found a boat. Some boat came, picked them up. I mean, they were absolutely devastated. You know, they knew what was going on, and nobody could. That'd be terrible. That is absolutely a
terrible thing. They didn't abandon those people.
There was no option.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like now.
I've seen on paper there was pictures of how the bottom of that thing set up. And if the fire's down there where those stairs are, well, they're screwed. They're done.
Yep.
That's a shame. Craziness. It's a crazy world nowadays, Rock, isn't there? All kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Accidental things like that, are terrible, but accidents happen. But some of this other craziness is just unspeakable.
The countless shootings we've had
over the last
2 months.
This guy must have really been crazy.
You mean the one in Odessa?
Yep. He just started driving around shooting people, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
He got stopped for a traffic stop and just basically just laid into this cop.
Did he kill a cop?
I don't remember.
I think he shot.
He just shot through his back window and with a high-powered rifle and killed him.
And then from then on, he just started driving around.
The cop didn't know who he was stopping. Mm-hmm. It was a traffic thing. And I'm sure this guy, since he had called the FBI and 911 telling them, you know, all kinds of weird stuff, that he probably thought that they were trying to stop him from doing whatever he was thinking about doing. So when this guy stopped him, instead of just, you know, just saying sorry and taking a ticket for going across the yellow line or whatever it was that he got stopped for, not using a turn signal, whatever, you know, instead of doing that, he stopped and got his gun and just
shot him. It sounded like this guy was going crazy. It sounds like, you know, he was having issues at work. And, you know, now the people, they talk to people, they look back like a lot of these guys, that idiot in Dayton had the same way. People thought he was crazy.
Yep.
So I guess the moral of that story is if you think somebody's crazy, let somebody know about it.
Yeah, say something.
You know? I mean, don't be the guy that after the fact says, I knew he was crazy. Yeah. But I don't know. It goes back to then you get on the big, you know, and us being in this conservative area, I got a hard one with the whole gun control thing. You know, I absolutely have a hard time with anybody coming in thinking they're going to take any of the guns with my guns. But with that said, the assault rifles, like I seen where DeWine just signed something this week where he's going to make it harder to get, or the background checks are going to be more thorough, or the background checks are going to be tougher. I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
definitely. Now, I mean, I got to go get a colonoscopy in 2 weeks. So I sit there in this office, and they give me papers that takes me 15, 20 minutes to sign just to go get my butt checked out. Now, if you get a gun, I'm thinking you ought to have just the same type deal.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Sign your paper, and you got to make it a big deal. No one should just be able to go in, sign a few papers, and get a gun.
And
I know there's more to it than that.
This guy in Texas bought that from a private individual, and that's some tough things. So can you, you know, if, let's say you have a gun, and Jack says, hey, I'd like to buy that gun. Yeah, here, $50 or $500, whatever it is, and sell the gun to your brother. But he hadn't passed a background check. Would a regular citizen be required to do that? You should be, but I don't know how you do that.
I don't know. According to what I've seen, what happened there isn't illegal. Is that what you got caught? What happened? How you got that gun isn't an illegal deal. I don't think. Is that what you got?
Well, for most people, it wasn't. He had been denied a license to have a gun.
But I don't think the guy that sold him that gun did anything illegal. No,
correct.
So. So there's a little flaw there.
Yeah.
I don't know what they can do about it.
I don't know either.
You can't be getting crazy people with guns. Now, I don't know what you got to do, and I understand people's going to say, hey, Bill, don't be downgrading our gun deal here. I'm not.
Yep.
But I'm saying we got to take a step in that direction to just kind of appease the real crazies.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep. And
without giving too much.
You know, I got thinking this past week, you know, when I was in high school, everybody that lived in the country had a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Probably when you're in school, we weren't allowed to drive to school, but when you're in school, they probably had gun racks with rifles in them in the school parking lot.
Yeah, I keep a gun in the back seat of my pickup truck.
And, you know,
keep the bolt in my pocket.
You know, they had guns in their trucks.
Good job there, Barney.
In the school parking lot. And for 50 years, nothing ever happened. All of a sudden, something changed, and I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to fix it, but something happened where it's okay to just grab a gun and start shooting people.
The thing about it is they know at the end they're going to die. So you'd think that'd be the, you know, right now. Okay, so we'll, okay, I'm going to do this, and I know I'm going to die. Because, you know, 90% of the time, they're going to shoot themselves, or they're going to shoot till they get shot.
Yep.
What? I mean, that's, you'd think. I don't want to
well,
die.
I think it's a suicide by cop.
Yeah.
That's stupid. But, you know, that didn't used to be a thing either. What changed? I don't know what changed.
20-month-old, I seen, got down there in Odessa, got shot. The 20-month-old got shot through her lip and her cheek, I think. Mm-hmm. She's going to be fine, but just amazing. 20-year-old. 20-month-old.
Yep.
Shot in the face.
Yeah, that's...
What's that figure out? Is that a year and a month? Year and 8 months? Or?
A year, 12 plus eight. 20 months. Yep. That's just a sad deal. I don't know what you do about it. Trump's in a tough situation there, but I think they're...
Well, you know, everything... I think, according to the left, everything he does is wrong, so it don't really make any difference.
Yeah.
I don't know that specific gun laws would make much difference, but we don't need high numbers of magazine things. We don't need 100 rounds.
Well,
it's nice, it's convenient if you're target shooting, yep. But what person needs 100 rounds yep, in their gun to shoot a deer?
I agree.
Or to shoot a snake or
and
whatever
what,
it is.
And then the opposite side of that is well, you know, guys will say, well, the bad guys are going to come in here and yep. break into my house with those guns, so yep. I better have one to protect myself.
Yep.
I get that
yep.
point, too.
Well,
I
and,
get it.
You know, we're in a different part of the world than most liberals are big city.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the people that have guns in the big city are either police or crooks. All the people that have guns in the rural areas are either police or just regular people that have a gun yeah. for hunting or protection or, you know, shooting a...
You ever had a gun, Rock?
Groundhogs or whatever?
No.
You never had a gun? Your dad ever have a gun in the house?
No, God, no.
He would not shoot.
He would not. The only thing we ever had as far as guns is water pistols and super soakers. That's about all we had as far as that.
Those aren't much like guns.
No, but he never, I don't think he never.
He wasn't a gun guy.
No.
I took my two oldest grandkids around yesterday at the campground. We were shooting and they would move with a BB gun. So, you know, they're 8 and 6. But we were just walking around, like we're shooting minnows and stuff like that. You know, nowadays you think, gosh, you'd be thinking, you know, teaching about this gun crap? Yeah, you got it. I mean, that's just...
Well, if you're teaching them the right things, yeah. if you're not saying, hey, let's go try to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
You know, let's go sneaking up on so-and-so and shoot them.
Wasn't the original purpose of the NRA to teach gun safety? Wasn't that one of the main purposes at one point?
And to defend people's gun rights.
Yeah.
That's always been their big deal, I think. But I ain't saying that that's got to change. I'm just saying when they start talking about background checks, I say make it as thorough as you can possibly make it.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no problem with that.
Yep. What about gun shows?
Gun shows are fine, but they can't sell guns. No. They sell them, but they got paperwork's got to be filled out before they can have a transition.
Now, if somebody's already
transaction,
let's say somebody has 6 or 7 guns, they've already passed the background check 15 times. Do they still need to fill one out each time? I don't know. I don't know that.
There's a lot of people in this area that knows that law to a T.
Absolutely,
but I'm not one of them.
Yeah,
you know, like I said, you go out to St. Peter, you know, out to the
Kings Trader Dog, days.
Yeah, there's guns everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, heck, you go to these, you look in the paper and go to auctions, and there'll be auctions that have, you know, guns up, guns galore.
Yeah, the wild guys did it right. They would not release the guns until somebody passed the background check.
Yep.
So, if you want a gun and you weren't eligible,
I think everybody should carry a gun. Everybody should carry a gun. Once you turn 14, you should have a gun, a pistol.
14.
14? 12. 14, maybe 16. That's all I'm saying. That's my fault on a Rock. All right, what do we need? Take a break? Is it break time? We got a Rock? What's you got? Wait, you got anything else going on?
I got one quick thing.
Let's hear it.
I'm sure some of you people on Facebook have heard about the 10-year-old from Gas City that they found this morning.
How about that lady? They should take that lady and kill her instantly.
Yeah, there should not be any trial.
Nope. She absolutely must have.
And she looked like a winner, too.
Yeah, she sure did. She few missing since, but they're thinking it happened Saturday afternoon.
But what
found them 3 o'clock this morning, found the girl.
What was the trash bag. I mean, what was the reasoning you got?
Choked to death, neglect. What'd she have? She abused, choked to death, was neglected. Unbelievable.
The girl probably said, I want lunch.
Yep.
And stepmother
was high. She was high, or she was just
stepmother was busy with something else and said, I don't want to make you lunch. And
Gas City, that's close.
Yes, it is.
But that kind of stuff,
you
know.
How far away are we talking?
If nothing else, Gas City is about
an hour and 3 minutes.
He would know. That's King Bob's.
King Bob lives there. And
yeah.
And I would say he probably at least was familiar with that family.
Well, if nothing else, the last 10 years have showed us that stuff just doesn't happen in the big cities. We're coming to the towns of like Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Terrible.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's take a break, Rock.
Yep.
Take us away.
Back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
St. Joe.
St. Joe who?
St. Joe Festival.
That's not very funny, Dad.
Well, it's not a joke. St. Joe Festival is knocking at the door, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish with a Friday night cornhole tournament, Saturday night outdoor mass, horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday, kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe and beanbag tournaments, NFL football, and entertainment by Kyle Kesters. There's something for everyone.
You're still not very funny.
It may not be funny, but it will be fun at the St. Joe Festival, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Check the Parish Bulletin or the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for more information.
We're back. St. Joe Picnic. Huh? Now, them guys out there, I admire the hell out of them. That whole little group out there.
Yep.
They get together, they do a hell of a job, make big money, yep. Have a lot of fun.
Help out the church,
absolutely.
Do some good stuff there.
He ain't doing nothing this weekend. Yep. After the Indians and the Buckeyes play, get out there and support St. Joe Picnic.
Great group. Indians on Friday night, all they have out there is the beanbag tournament on Friday night.
I'm a hell of a beanbag girl.
And Saturday, all day, they'll be, they have three or four, I think they have a TV on every corner of that beer stand, yep. So you can sit there and watch the games. The Buckeyes will definitely be on. They might have one other one on for somebody with a...
It's that time of year. And then we got Sunday, we got NFL starting. Oh, yep. My God.
And, of course, they're all Cleveland Browns
fans. Fear sports nuts. I'm sure they're not all Browns fans, but the majority of them out there.
Yeah, the Browns will be on three of the four
Bengal
TVs.
Fans around here. What's the worst habit you got, Rock? You got a bad habit. Like Bubba, I see Bubba. Like I see him. He drives around with his grandkids in the front seat looking out the window and looking at tractors. What about car seats? Yeah, isn't that illegal?
Hey.
Isn't it? I don't care if you're in the K&L or not. Is that illegal? I think it is. Is that a bad habit? Put a tractor pulled out in front of him. Combine.
I don't think you ought to be reporting your brother for stuff like that.
I see him on Snapchat. He's driving around the parking lot, kids hanging out the windows.
I think
it's illegal. What's your worst habit you got?
Ooh, I can't say on the air, probably.
Nah, not sexual. Not sexual. Anything but sexual.
No, but I mean...
If it ain't sexual, you ain't got a bad habit. Is that what you're saying?
Bubba's biggest of...
We're not talking about Bubba now. We're talking about you.
We went through...
You got a bad habit? I litter.
Well, I used to smoke.
You litter?
Yeah, I litter once. Do you like litter?
No.
You don't like litter?
No. No, there are...
I litter every once in a while.
There are...
I'll just throw like a bottle cap out. I don't throw big stuff.
There are big time stories about...
I think I was with you one time.
Well, you might have been. Bretzy tells a story back right, from the early
70s. We threw a can out going through Burgettsville. I was with that one. And you stopped and turned around and I go pick it up.
Yep. And
people collect cans, Neil.
Yeah.
Are they going to collect cans if it's in your car?
Yeah.
See what I mean? You're not around a little litter now and then.
Nope. Doesn't happen.
That Indian that used to cry because of littering, that wasn't a real tear rock.
And he wasn't a real Indian either.
Yes, he was.
No, he was Italian.
His name was Jeremiah. What?
No.
Jeremiah.
I think he was an Italian.
Geronimo.
Iron Eyes Cody, actually.
What was his name?
Iron Eyes Cody.
Iron Eyes Cody.
Iron Eyes Cody.
No.
Yeah?
No.
But he was an Italian. But Iron Eyes Cody is what he was.
Really? Wasn't even Indian.
I believe that's correct. That he, one of those famous
I'm
ones.
I'm betting he was Indian.
One of those famous was actually an Italian.
Has to be. There's Tess Kalp.
Hi, Tess.
I ain't seen Tess Kalp in years. She's up walking around. I wonder where Tom's at.
You don't buy very many flowers from Bedford.
Chuck Hines still around.
Huh?
Chuck Hines still around. He's still walking. I haven't seen him in 2 years. He's loaded. He's richest guy in Fort Recovery.
Yeah, he sold his big house on the state line.
Did he? Where's he? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. He went out of church. See, now he's going to God.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He lives at the church.
He thinks because he can move closer to God, he's going to get there quicker. Rock. I don't think that's going to happen. Huh?
I'm waiting
I don't
you.
Think God cares where you live. Live close to a church? They're going to help you out? We'll talk to Buck about this. He's got all the money in the world. Him and Ivan Kaufenberger are the wealthiest people.
See, here
in
we go. Recovery.
There's no question. Kim Day. You throw three of them guys, then three guys in a hat, and you got money. Lots of money. You got LeBron James money. Wow. Who, by the way, I hate.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal? And I always wanted to do what?
He wants to copyright or patent the phrase
Taco Tuesday. How crazy is this? Why? Is this guy nuts? What right does he have? Because he has this stupid saying now. Every Tuesday he gets on Snapchat or Facebook and something. He says, screams Taco Tuesday. And all these LeBron fans jump up and down, go crazy, start doing somersaults.
Taco Tuesday.
It's unbelievable.
I like tacos.
I like tacos too, but what's else LeBron got to do with it?
So everybody has like taco buffets. They got
Can't say Taco Tuesday now. They can't put on advertising unless they pay LeBron money.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And he's an idiot. The one's probably a good socialist. He's a big socialist now. He hates the Republicans.
Well.
Go ahead, Rock. You're next.
We're
going to be started. What's that?
What's that? Okay.
Go ahead.
Over the weekend, we lost a TV icon of sorts. Valerie Harper passed away. Mary Tyler Moore, Rhoda.
Hated her.
And she had a brief show called Valerie for a while.
Terrible show. Did you ever watch the show, Valerie? She tried to copy off Mary Tyler Moore. Who do you like better, Mary Tyler Moore or Valerie Harper?
Well, I liked Mary Tyler Moore.
You like Mary Tyler Moore better? Who's better looking, Mary Tyler Moore or Valerie Harper?
Mary Tyler Moore in her day.
Hmm? In her day. And I'm not talking about now.
Well, no, because she's gone.
Hmm?
She's gone. Of course, she's looking pretty ripe about now.
In their day. Let me ask you this. In their day.
In their prime.
If you had to say, let's say, who's your best friend?
Best friend?
Who's your best friend?
Well, you know who that is.
Who is it? Yako?
It's Bill.
Okay, so you want to send a letter to Yako, and you got a Valerie Harper stamp or a Mary Tyler Moore stamp. Which one are you going to lick and send put on the letter?
Oh, boy.
I'll go with...
What?
I'll go with Mary Tyler Moore.
Thank you very much. Valerie Harper, by the way. You hear a story about her?
Oh, God. Here we go.
This will be good. Go ahead.
We haven't heard it because you're making it up as you go. No, so go ahead. Okay. Tell us.
Coming out of the dugout.
Oh, God. Number five?
Number five.
How did I not know that was coming?
That's a fact. Go ahead.
It was number six.
Whatever you got.
My favorite Vi Harper story is when she went to the NBC, she wanted more money for that show, and NBC told her to go take a hike, obviously.
How about the girl that's a soccer player? She's got the pink hair. Do you like her?
That'd be a negatory ghostwriter.
I don't like her either. Go ahead, Rock.
On this day in 1957, Arkansas governor denies 9 black students from entering a all-white school. Also, Ford starts their ill-fated Edsel line.
I like the Edsel.
The Edsels was I thought that was a big deal. Oh, I never went anywhere.
It bombed.
No, they lasted 3 years and nobody bought them. But I liked them.
I'm sure there's an Edsel sitting around somewhere worth about $1 billion.
There are 4 of them sitting on west of Trinity on. I guess that's 626 or whatever that is.
They're
south side of the road.
Fixed up and nice, or they
No. They're in the middle of the yard. They're just sitting there.
Yep. How about the guy that wouldn't let the black guys go to college? You know, back in the day, that probably wasn't real big news. But you think back how crazy that is.
That is crazy.
That is absolutely insane.
Yeah. George Wallace was big on that, but he came around. He got to be kind of the advocate the other way, but geez.
What movie did we go see? The one about the ladies that did all the figuring for those. Did we go see that together?
The Hidden Figures.
Yeah. That was unbelievable how that used to be.
Yeah.
That was a great movie, but that was insane.
Why would people think they wouldn't?
Yes.
You know,
she'd have to go half mile to pee.
Yeah.
Insane.
Wasn't allowed to be in the same bathroom, use the same
same
restaurant sometimes. I mean, it's just crazy.
Here's one near and dear to everybody's heart. On this day, 47 years ago, Bob Barker started his gig as the host of Price is Right.
How long ago?
Was you a Bob Barker fan?
1972.
Was you a Bob Barker fan?
Yeah.
I like Bob Barker, but I wasn't big on this whole animal activist part of him. He's kind of crazy when it comes to that.
Well, that's spayed and neutered. That's not a bad
thing. Your pets spayed or neutered. What? What if they wanted to breed?
Well,
there's
lots and lots of cats and dogs that are running wild, and you just they just keep multiplying.
Spayed or neutered.
Oh, and
that'd be a hell of a note.
Yep.
And this is one that everybody will.
I liked him in the movie.
Yeah.
With when he started got in that fight with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
That was good. You see that one, right?
That was awesome.
What was the name of that movie?
Happy Gilmore.
Yep. That's right.
1998, Google was launched.
I thought Al Gore did that.
No.
That was the internet.
Oh, Al Gore did the internet.
Yeah. He invented the internet. And he was, or was that Bill Clinton? One of them was whatever love story thing that was patterned after their life where the wife died and it was all that stuff. But that couldn't have possibly been true because they didn't die. So just stupid.
Yeah, Bubba says he's going to San Joe Picnic on Saturday and maybe Sunday too. Is it open Friday night?
Friday night is just the.
So it ain't no big deal.
No, it's just the
cornhole
tournament. Jack is listening from Seattle.
All right.
Now, name a movie where there's Seattle's mentioned in it.
Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes. Who starred in that?
The World's Fair. Heaven's the World's Fair.
That's who starred in it?
No, that's two
who
movies.
Started?
That's two movies with Seattle in it.
What was the other one? Seattle's the World's Fair?
No, it happens at the World's Fair.
That ain't got Seattle in it.
The fair was at Seattle, genius.
Okay, so back to the movie. Who starred in the movie?
Which one?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Tom Hanks.
Who else?
Meg Ryan and your
one time.
And your favorite, Rosie O'Donnell.
Meg Ryan was. I liked Rosie O'Donnell in the movie. Rosie O'Donnell wasn't in Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes, she was.
No, she wasn't. Hey, I liked Meg Ryan.
Here we go.
I was a Meg Ryan fan forever. Who'd she marry?
John Mellencamp.
What?
No.
Yeah, she's tall. I mean,
no.
dating.
I don't believe.
Yes.
Nope. She wouldn't do that to me.
What's wrong with John Mellencamp?
John Mellencamp, he's an idiot.
No, he's not.
He's from Indiana. We're a part of Indiana. What's the name of the town?
Seymour.
Yep.
I think you're right. I've seen Seymour.
Well, I hope so.
Yep.
What's going on?
Supporting cast featuring Bill Pullman.
Keep going.
Ross Mellinger.
Let's go.
Rob Reiner.
Yep.
Debbie Hoffman, or GBG.
I ain't heard that name
Victor
yet.
Victor Garber.
Uh-huh.
And Rita Wilson.
Thank you very much.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, she was her friend, wasn't she?
Right as usual.
Keep going. What else you got?
Well, we got top 10, but do we want to take a break first?
Rosie O'Donnell was Becky.
Rosie O'Donnell was good in the softball movie.
Yep.
What was that called?
A League of Their Own.
Yes.
Also who's with Tom Hanks.
And who else?
Madonna.
Madonna's the same age as me, to the day.
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis was good looking.
Then it kind of went downhill after that.
Nah, that's blonde that was the center field of the...
Lori Petty.
It wasn't Lori Petty.
Laura Petrie?
Yeah, Petrie. That's who you're thinking.
Close.
Laura Petrie.
Petty Petrie.
Petrie.
Speaking of Mary Tyler Moore.
Speaking of Mary Tyler Moore.
Laura Petrie.
When did she die?
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
How long has she been dead? 10 years?
Well, I just looked this up, too. 2017,
she died. Well, she didn't die outlast Valerie much.
September 17th, I believe, if I'm right.
January 25.
How old was she when she died?
17.
What's that?
How old was 80. 80. 80. How old was Valerie when she died?
80.
That's unbelievable. All right, what else you got? We got a good commercial.
We're about to...
7:36 already.
Holy.
It's unbelievable. We only got an hour. What else we got to talk about?
We got the Rockers Top 10 list coming up.
Oh, awesome. You see, with Jack's show, you do that first, right?
Well,
how do you like working with Jack?
I like Jack.
I mean, serious.
Yeah.
I think what you said before the show started. Huh? What? I mean, he don't give you the airtime or what? I'll talk to him. Let's go to break.
Back right after this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wayne Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through this Thursday with great prices throughout the store. Here are some great prices on chicken. Whole fryers for only $1.49 a pound, or boneless skinless chicken breast for just $1.99 a pound. Or if you're in the mood for pork, they have assorted pork chops for $2.99 a pound, or whole pork loin for just $2.39 a pound. Or get their 81% lean ground chuck for only $2.89 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these special prices good through this Thursday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
St. Joe.
St. Joe who?
St. Joe Festival.
That's not very funny, Dad.
Well, it's not a joke. St. Joe Festival is knocking at the door, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish, with a Friday night cornhole tournament, Saturday night outdoor mass, horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday, kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe and beanbag tournaments, NFL football, and entertainment by Kyle Kesters. There's something for everyone.
You're still not very funny.
It may not be funny, but it will be fun at the St. Joe Festival, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Check the Parish Bulletin or the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for more information.
And we are back live from Don Ho's Closet.
Don Ho's Closet.
You're making fun of my shirts.
Yeah, well, no, I like it.
It does look good. I like the way you got them up there.
Those are the autographed shirts from the football team the last 4 years.
That's really cool.
They signed pictures, but I think it was Caleb Martin or maybe Wes Wenning said, how about if we sign your shirt?
That's awesome. Was you wearing them when they signed it?
Until this year.
This year you just gave
I figured
them.
It was easier. Let's see. It's this one over here. You can see that they got signed down farther instead of all trying to be up around the shoulders and stuff. Uh-oh.
I hear something. What's going on? What's that? A phone call? What is that?
Hello, you're on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Wait, this is Insight.
Rocker and Bill.
Yep.
Yeah. What's the bid on this radio auction?
Yep.
Yeah, what's the bid on the Jimmy's Pizza?
$4.50.
I'll go six. Go six.
Okay, what's your number?
419-444-6294.
Okay.
$6. $6 on the Jimmy's Pizza.
What's the Tom and Rod's?
Tom and Rod's is at $82.
How much?
$82. But you can eat there free every day for a year.
Yeah, I've got one more on that, too.
Okay. Same number?
All right. 419-444-6282.
Thank you, caller. I'll be damned. He's same guy we heard last year, wasn't he?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He was selling.
What the hell was he buying?
Pinto radio cap. Radiator caps.
That's what he's at. He's
a bucket full of bicycle speedometers.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I think he thought he was calling WPGW.
No, this station's way above that.
Jimmy's Pizza and Tom and Rod's. He may be a little late on those.
Jimmy's was a place to go, though.
Yeah, it was.
Brought back old memories. Oh, yeah. Tom and Rod's.
I forgot all about Jimmy's.
Had a good steak. Jimmy's Pizza.
Yep.
You ever been there, Rock?
Tom and Rod's, yes.
Jimmy's Pizza.
Don't remember Jimmy's Pizza.
Don't you? What else you got tonight, Rock?
Top 10.
It's 17 till. Keep her moving.
I'm trying. Rocker's top 10 hottest cartoon characters brought to you by Depends. Because you're going to need them after this is over.
Rocker's top 10. Let's hear it. I'm writing them down as I go.
Number 10, Supergirl.
Never heard of her.
And I need your famous line before this is over with, too, by the way.
Let's hear it.
Number 9, Betty Rubble.
Betty Rubble was hot. Betty Rubble was hot. Yes. I'll give you that one. Betty Rubble. What was Barney's wife's name?
Betty.
Betty Rubble. What was Fred's name?
Wilma. Not so.
Is she on there?
No.
Wilma was better looking than Betty.
Didn't make the cut.
Wilma was slender, but yet they had her kind of looking like, you know what I mean? They had her kind of... Go ahead.
Number 8, Storm.
Never heard of her. She's a wrestler?
Marvel Comics.
Never heard of her.
Of course not. Number 7, Minnie Mouse.
Oh, I like Minnie Mouse.
She was hot?
I watch Minnie Mouse all the time. My youngest granddaughter likes Minnie Mouse, so I always watch her. Minnie Mouse is pretty good looking.
Okay.
Number 6, Mystique. Also, X-Men.
Never heard of her.
Yeah.
You've never seen her.
Yes, I have.
Bet you haven't. I bet you have not. I bet you looked it up.
Have you?
I bet you Googled that and never seen Mystique.
Skippy.
That's the name of a fragrance.
Did you ever watch the Avatar movie?
No.
Basically,
that's the guys with pointy heads?
No, it's the ones all decked out in blue, light blue.
That's that show in Vegas.
That's Blue Mean Group.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different thing.
Number 5. This one I do know you know. Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, Jessica Rabbit's really hot.
I was going to say, what's the line?
Right, what was the name of the guy that was liked her in the movie?
Larry?
Roger Rabbit.
Mike?
Roger Rabbit.
Oh.
Right? Who played Roger Rabbit?
Tom Hanks, he played everybody.
Nope. Go ahead.
Roger Moore?
No.
Short guy, black hair.
Oh, Bob Hoskins.
Yes, very good.
Never heard of him.
I didn't either.
Where's your usual line?
Right here.
Popped up in all the right places.
That's what Fred Flintstone's wife was.
No, that was.
You got Jellison?
Not Jetson.
Jetson? That was Jetson. Jetson was hot.
Don't rush the bit.
Uh oh. That was the one that was puffed up in all the right places.
Yeah, number four.
Joan.
Judy Jetson.
It was Joan. Joan is.
Judy.
It ain't Judy Jetson. It was Joan Jetson.
You're thinking of Blackhearts.
Yeah, you're thinking of Joan Jett.
Who?
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Never heard of her.
Yes, you have.
Joan Jett. Find me some rock and roll.
I love rock and roll.
Yep.
Yeah,
I like that song.
Number three, Jane Jetson.
Now that's the one that's what's called his wife.
Georges.
Yes.
George.
She was. She was all looking good.
Puffed up.
I mean, whoever made it for her sex, she wanted to look her sexual. Right?
Let me guess, she's coming out of the dugout, too.
No. No, George Jetson was he's awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Number two, Wonder Woman.
Oh, Wonder Woman's a real woman.
I had a hard time with this one.
Linda Carter.
But it was a TV show, but she was also a comic book person.
But the comic book was made after Linda Carter.
No.
Yeah. The show was first.
No.
Yeah. Google that one time.
I did, and it's different, yeah.
Wasn't quite right.
No.
As usual. Right on top of things. Number one, a name I'm sure most people will do, except for Bill, I'm sure. Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Batman.
Harley's a guy.
No, this is a gal, and she's
Harley?
Quite lovely. You might want to look her up there, buddy.
Played by Madonna?
No. Margot Robbie, actually.
Margot Robbie. Never heard of any of them. But she's hot.
Oh, God.
She's
hot as pizza, you would say.
Hot as pizza. I'm taking your word for it, but Joan Jetson would have to be right up there at the top.
Or Jane, or Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Any other names you want to throw out there, buddy?
I don't know too many comic books. I always liked, not Lucy. What was that one on?
Lucy?
Not Lucy, but the other one on Snoopy. Or Sloopy.
Sloopy.
What was the name of that one?
Snoopy?
Yeah.
Or Scooby?
No. Scooby was one. Yeah. Scooby. Who was the blonde on Scooby?
Daphne.
Yeah, she was hot. How about on Charlie Brown?
Oh, God.
Who's it? Not Lucy, but the other one.
There was no hot girl.
The one that played the piano on Christmas Show. She's kind of cute.
Schrader played the piano.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe I had that wrong.
But she was in love with him.
Yeah.
But Lucy's that one.
There was no height on that. And the one that was halfway decent was, you would call, lesbian.
I didn't say we were lesbian. I've never used the word lesbian in my life.
No, mm-hmm. Never.
No. There ain't nothing wrong with lesbians anyways. Rocker, it's 2019.
I've got a lot in common with lesbians.
What's that?
Both like women.
I'm with you. How about Jack? Why are you mad at Jack with after only two shows?
After two shows.
Let's take a break and let's talk about that. Let's come back and let's talk about why you're mad at Jack. Okay?
Jack would like to know, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. That's why we're going
to
talk about
it. I'd like to know why you're mad at him. You keep talking about it.
And I'd like to know why I'm mad at Jack.
We just want you to bring it out. All right? We'll be right back.
Oh, by the way, Wonder Woman, first appearance in comics was 1941.
Why do they got to get their kabangos out there like that in Wonder Woman? Huh? You think that, like little kids are watching that? Oh, you think you got to have them out there like that, Rock?
Kabangos.
What do you think they're out there for? They don't have to dress them up like that and pick out a girl who's got built like that.
You
got to
remember. Huh? Kids don't see it like we do.
Yeah, they do too. It's a sexual thing. It's wrong.
You're telling me an 8-year-old boy is gonna
absolutely.
Notice
when you was 8-year-old, you didn't look at kabongos.
No, I did too. Help! When I was my age, you know, you're taught that girls have cooties and all that stuff.
Yeah,
Rock.
They did. They had cooties.
Maybe when nine, you was a mess.
About 11 years old, things went off the rails. 11, 12.
That's when they invented computers.
Huh? That when you had Wonder Woman stickers everywhere, Farrah Fawcett?
No, I was not too young for Farrah, but I did know Linda Carter and Daisy Duke, of course.
Daisy Duke, but she smoked. I had a hard time with that.
Smoked.
Yeah, I had a hard time with that.
I don't remember Daisy ever smoking on that show.
Remember her shorts?
Well, who don't?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they named, her top thing. Named them after her. Yeah. Daisy What's Duke that? Shorts.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, oh yeah. Like really? When girls have really short shorts, those are Daisy Dukes.
Used to have those little cutoffs. Remember, had them little flivvly things at the end? Yep. And hers was way up there at the
middle of her.
Swivvly. Swivvly. Fluttery things.
Fluttery.
All right, well, let's take a break.
You sure you don't want to come back and do this again at some point?
Sure.
You know, just
Jack, though.
Just leave Jack out in
Jack
Seattle.
Might be leaving you when he comes back and finds out why you're upset with him.
We'll figure that out when it breaks.
Can we get Buck Hine up here? Or if Chuck could ever come up.
Yeah, he'd never get him out of the studio.
He stopped up here one night. He did stop one morning, didn't he?
Yep.
That was a good time.
Yep. Didn't bring any money with him.
Nope. He was a good interview.
Yep.
Good interview. All right. Let's take a break.
Back in a minute.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be serving their great all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, September 29th from 8:30 to noon at the Legion. Get all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you care to eat for only $6. There will also be fruit and other goodies along with your choice of drinks, milk, juice, and coffee. Carryouts are also available. You don't want to miss this. The Music Boosters all-you-can-eat breakfast at the Fort Recovery American Legion coming up on Sunday, September 29th from 8:30 to noon.
And we are back.
Jack.
I am not mad at Jack, by the way.
Well, you're just grossing him out before we started the show tonight.
No, you did.
Why? You say you give him he gives you 5 minutes, and then he's off on his own tangent.
No.
Huh? I mean, I don't understand why you're mad at him.
I don't think Rocker said that.
Huh?
He's out there in Oregon trying to enjoy his little vacation, and you're up in his Kool-Aid.
Here right now, him and Marsh are nestled in the old, got him a glass of wine, nestled on the old back, on the old, what do you call them, balcony things?
No, the balcony
over,
thing, yeah.
Looking over the vineyards.
Listen to this dog and pony show.
What do you think of that? Bubba just told me that over 50,000 people have died.
Okay, what's the number, Bob?
11,700.
11,700 people have died after going to Walmart and buying alcohol. Right?
You've skewed the thing a little bit.
Does Walmart still sell alcohol? Yes. How many people has bought a Walmart gun and shot somebody? Not very many. So why is Walmart not outlawing alcohol if they're outlawing guns? It's a political thing they're doing. They're playing politics. Walmart. Huh? That's why you should go to what's their competition now?
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Go to Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's do the same thing, don't they? Rural King. You're damn right, Rural King says.
Neil, we just lost that Walmart sponsorship.
Good, I didn't want to.
We don't need Walmart. We're tired of their crap. I think they own the world.
They do on most of it.
What are they talking about?
I guess we can go for Chuck E. Cheese endorsement at least now.
I'm not Chuck E. Cheese a dump. Huh?
I've never been in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese is a dump. Bubby, ever take your grandkid Chuck E. Cheese?
No.
Terrible place. Don't do it. How about you driving your kids around without seatbelts? Huh?
What are you talking about?
Drive your kids around. You always got Snapchat and you're driving through K&L and the kids ain't got seatbelts on, hanging out the windows.
We're in the private parking lot. You're allowed to have them out.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to have them out. If your car's moving, you can't have them out.
Wrong.
Child neglect. Pete, what's your worst habit you got? Fee walked in the door. Hi, Fee.
Rocker wasn't allowed to
Rockers,
say his.
Rockers is sexual, so he can't say his. Yeah. Okay, bad habits? What's your bad habit? You got a bad habit. Huh? Bobby, what's your worst habit you got?
I eat too much.
Mine's litter.
Mine is losing at gambling. That's my worst habit.
Rocker?
Bubba's is not shooting you.
What is it?
He didn't say regrets. He said bad habit.
Anyway, we all got it. Hey, it takes a real man to admit it. I litter every once in a while.
I gotta go to church.
Litter.
You gotta go to church more. Bubba's not going to church. P, you miss church? You ever go to church? Every Sunday?
Yeah, I miss it less.
Give me a percentage.
85.
85 is pretty good. Rocker, how about you?
About that rate.
It is not. It's less than that. Just because Harold said 85, don't say 85.
I don't know. Rocker misses.
He does too miss.
I don't know.
He does too. I see Neil walking out of his church the other day, and gosh damn, he was looking good. What are you putting behind your house?
Utility room.
My God. You had concrete trucks pouring for a week straight over there.
It seemed like it.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I don't have any yard left. I don't have any grass in my yard.
How about this building over here?
Yeah, how about this Guggenbiller building?
Yeah.
The awesome.
Old town hall, fire hall. Yes, that is.
Unbelievable.
It was never a town hall.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Yes.
Yes, they used to meet up there, top.
Not up at the top. That was Boy Scouts. It was downstairs.
Boy Scouts in the top.
It's downstairs.
Boy Scouts
at
the top.
Yep.
Okay, so let's
that's when they used to roast the weenies.
So we moved into sports here before. I don't want to take these guys as glory, but I just want some advice from them. Okay, so I got Ezekiel Elliott on my team. Should I play him?
Yeah, he signed.
Oh,
yeah.
I know, but is he going to play? Do you play the first week, Ian?
$90 million, he's playing.
Huh?
No doubt he's playing.
Is that 6 years, Bubba?
The fantasy guy said, if you have him on your team, you play him.
Play him.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. What else, man? How about, what else is going on? There's a game tomorrow night already, isn't there? I think it opens Thursday night.
Packers-Bears, I believe.
I don't believe. Is it Packer Bells? Bears?
Bears.
That'd be a good one.
Good old, how about that rivalry? That's been around a while.
Oh, a long time. What else you got, Rock? Close this baby out.
I think
out.
It was 6 years, 90, you say 90 million, Bubba? Okay.
Who's the biggest Fort Carey fan you know?
Oh, God.
Who's the craziest Fort Carey fan? Let's name some crazies. What? Through the years.
All women.
Let's crazies.
Joe Metzger?
Joe was crazy. Yeah, he was crazy.
How about that guy that's always in the stands?
Butch Wellman was crazy.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Nephi.
I'm crazy. Nephi was crazy. Oh, what's that? Shoemaker.
Nephi was
Shoemaker.
Oh,
Shoemaker.
Yeah.
What was his first name?
Jerry Boom.
Jerry. That don't mean these people are bad people.
Oh,
good
no,
people.
No,
great
not
people.
At all. Yeah.
They're just good, crazy
Jerry,
fans.
Jerry Boom Boom Shoemaker.
Love him to death.
He was awesome.
Well, they say Frank Tim.
Frank Tim, they said.
Oh, yes, he was. Oh, my God.
Root beer barrels or something.
He would have been in jail now.
John Mollencamp was crazy for a few years.
Yeah.
Johnny Mollencamp get fired
He was avid. I don't know if he ever got fired up, but...
I think he was throwing stuff a few
now,
times.
Your friend Chuck Hine, I believe...
Chuck Hine, I was with him when he threw his car keys.
Threw his car keys.
Greatest thing I've ever seen.
Didn't you get thrown out of a game, Neil?
Yeah.
Nope, I was leaving.
He looked over, he threw him out there, and he looked over to his dad and said, Dad, I just threw my car keys on the floor. I think we did all over there. That ain't no kidding. That's a Dan played.
Hey, but... Bill, have you ever been thrown out of a game?
No. I don't get too excited.
Have you ever been asked to leave for good?
No. You think I have?
I can only imagine.
No, I don't get too excited.
No?
Nope. I mean, Dan, a little bit. I get fired up a few times.
Have you ever been asked to leave your own campground?
Yeah, a lot there. Huh? I get kicked out of there all the time. Hmm? Oh, gosh. What else you got, Rock? 8 o'clock.
We've gone an hour.
It's been a fast hour. We got along good tonight.
We've gone an hour, and you have not plugged your own campground. That's impressive.
Well, I did. That's what commercials are for.
New owners at Amishville.
They're doing a hell of a job up there. That's what they say. The place is awesome. Best campground in the three state area.
Who's the new owners?
Some people from Michigan, I think. Huh?
They put a roller coaster in there.
They put one of them sky lifts in.
Well, somebody stole a roller coaster from one of the county fairs.
Stole a roller coaster. Had that baby loaded on truck. Somebody got in and drove it away.
Hooked up to the trailer and drove it off.
How do you steal a roller coaster?
It was an onslaught. If you're going to steal
$10 says Neil Badgett did it.
Neil Badgett.
Remember Neil Badgett? He used to steal something, 5 cars a year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember him.
Oh, my gosh. He might be dead. Is he in a state pen?
Making license plates.
Yeah, that's about it. Anything else going on?
How are you not in prison?
You ever spend a night in jail?
No, I've never been in jail. No. I got DUI one time, but they let me out right away. They let me in Bretzi's. They let me in to Bretzi, who had drank more than I had. I'll never understand that. So I'm driving the car along the lake. This line of policemen stops me. I'm going 37 and a 35. He stops me. I had like 2 beers. I pull over. The wind from the lake is blowing me, so I can't walk straight. So he says, "You gotta go with me." So he says, "Okay, sir." He goes in Bretzi, looks there. Bretzi says, "Sir, would you follow us? Take this car and follow us to the police station." That's a true story. Bretzi says, "Yes." He was loaded. Huh? It's unbelievable.
He probably wasn't drunk. Probably in a diabetic coma.
That would have been a classic.
That's unbelievable. I called John Hine. I remember I get a call, you know, call your attorney. I called John Hine at home, and I asked him, what should I do? I can't remember what he said, but I still got a deal.
Whatever it is, you didn't do it.
Cost me $1,000. I remember I had to ride my bike to work for about 2 straight weeks. That was embarrassing.
Yeah, well.
I was in shape, though.
Now, at one time, we were... we'd left Toby's heading for Bryant Truck Stop, and Chuck Hine was driving, going through Portland. He got pulled over, and the cop had him out. He was going to do his little stuff, and I yelled out the window, "He can't do that when he's sober." and we didn't go to jail.
Chuck Hine has more money than all the 4 he covered. Fair to say? Him or Ivan Kaufenberger?
Yep, probably.
Or Kim Day?
Yep.
Anyways, it's time for us to sign off. Big real, Rock. I've enjoyed it.
Top notch.
This is good. Now it gets into serious. These guys coming up, they know sports. They take this stuff serious. Yep. They got a hell of a show planned. You got golf coaches coming in, don't you?
Yeah.
Golf
shows.
Joe Bruns. I mean, how can you beat Joe Bruns?
Hobbs on the line.
Hobbs.
See, Hobbs ain't calling in. Well, there goes a half hour. All you got to do is say, "Hi, Mr. Hobbs. How you getting along?" There goes a half hour. Hey, by the way, people like our superintendent.
I haven't heard the first bad thing. I like him a lot.
I like him. He's active. He goes to all sporting events. He associates with the community.
I've seen him more than I've seen Perks. Yep, the entire time.
It's unbelievable.
No doubt.
We actually got somebody that's active.
Gotta go.
I'm liking it. All right.
But that's not the only gauge, but.
It ain't the only gauge, but you can bet this guy's got it together.
It's a really good start.
It's a good start. All right, you guys. Rocker, I've enjoyed it. We'll have to do this again.
Yes.
Huh?
Sometime. So
you let me know when, buddy.
Jack,
I'm in.
Take more vacations.
Hey, here we go. You guys, thanks for listening. See you later.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show.